7:21 at AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. I am Bruce Van Dyke, and let's see, we're going to talk about getting some good sleep with the folks from the National Sleep Foundation. CEO John Lopez joins us. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Bruce, good morning. I'm up and awake. Hope you guys are doing well out there.
Yeah, are you on a speakerphone? I can't quite hear what's going on. It's a little distant from me on here.
I'm not on speakerphone. I'm wired up with a lab. I'm here if you can hear me.
All right.
Yep.
I'm here, Bruce. Not very well. I don't know. It's worse than it was before. I'm not sure what actually happened on here, but we'll try to get through it as best as we can. All right. So we had a lot of storms last night. A lot of folks get woken up in the middle of the night by different, reasons for that, but we're here to talk about trying to get some good sleep. How can we best get a good sleep schedule? That seems to be the issue. Our life impacts it in many ways.
Well, that is really important, Bruce. It's consistency is king when it comes to sleep, and we focus on things that you can do during the day and the night. It's not just about what we do during the nighttime. So we start our day recommending that people are getting out in bright light during the day, exercise during the day, keeping consistent meal times during the day. And then when you start thinking about the night, you want to avoid those heavy meals and nicotine and caffeine and alcohol. Get a relaxing wind down routine in place so you can get those 7 to 9 hours that you need. And then finally, you want a sleep friendly environment. That's a cool, dark, and quiet place. And if there's anything else we can recommend, is just to put the screens away, usually around an hour before you want to go to sleep.
That darkness is tough sometimes to come by. We have so many different types of electronics, whether it happens to be some. I have a little Wi-Fi connector thing that has a light on it. There's a little light on top of the television and even the radio and that. So there seems to be a lot of, and even outside sometimes there's more light than it is. So that's kind of a tough thing to sometimes get through.
Well, you're right about that. Light is an important cue to our sleep, and there's a good time to have light, and there's a not so good time to have light. And certainly, when we're winding down at night, it's not a good time to have light. But it's not just about the light on the devices; it's really about the activity. Our minds are racing, we're processing things, we're streaming, and we're scrolling. And so, as much as on devices, it's about the light. It's really about the activity and the activation. So that's why we recommend we put them away an hour before we go to sleep.
How do we kind of relax our mind? A lot of times it's stress. We go to sleep with stress from something that day. What is there techniques or things we can do to, even though there are issues in our life, how do we kind of move that out of so it doesn't impact our sleep?
Well, there are a lot of different techniques that people use when they're feeling stress, and it's cyclical too. So, if you're not getting the sleep you need, that certainly contributes to it. But during the day, one of the things that people will do commonly to relieve stress and improve mood is exercise. And we know that not enough folks are getting even 30 minutes of exercise during the day. That helps to burn off some stress. So that would be one place to start.
Let's talk about some of the impact the lack of sleep has on our body. What are, other than just being tired, what things are happening because of the lack of sleep?
Yeah, Bruce, there's no question. There's a strong connection between the lack of sleep and the negative health outcomes. And when we're not getting the healthy sleep that we need, it has an impact. It has an impact on heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, mental health issues. It even keeps our immune function down. So there are very real consequences to our health when we're not getting the sleep that we need. We recommend 7 to 9 hours for most adults.
Talking today with John Lopez from the National Sleep Foundation. What kind of things do you guys offer, maybe on your site or even with your studies, that can help us with this?
Yeah, I would recommend that folks visit our website, vnss.org, to learn how to be your best left self in small steps in the day, small steps in the night. vnss.org for more tips and tools to take us into the summer.
And, of course, we all have to figure out the best way to sleep. What about what we're sleeping on? How important is that mattress? They seem to market it in commercials all different ways. What's the best way to sleep on your back, on your side? What kind of recommendations can you help us with that?
Well, how people, what mattress people choose and how they sleep in the bed is really individualized. And there are some other organizations that, make a point of making recommendations about specific products. We don't recommend specific products. But one thing that we do recommend is, that you take the time to investigate having a good sleep-friendly environment. And that includes your sleep surfaces and things like lighting and things that you put on top of the bed, like sheets and comforters. And those are all important elements to having a good night's sleep. So it's worth investing the time to find what works for you.
Do certain people have a different rhythm, though? Some people claim that they, you know, sleep for 4 hours. Other people think, I wish I had more than 8 hours. Is it somewhat even individual, or is that just somebody getting into a habit of certain things?
Well, I mean, that's true. We're all individuals, and we have individual needs. We tend to make recommendations based on the general public, but you know, every person is unique. Everyone has a slightly different body clock, and we're driven by our own circadian rhythm. So it is true that there are some people who will do better, who might be short sleepers. But generally, we recommend people to try to get into it and see if they can get 7 to 9 if you're the most involved.
Right. Does this change over time as we get older? I mean, is this an age-related thing at all? Sometimes it seems that, or is it, like you say, everybody's an individual?
That's really important point, Bruce. If people assume that as we get older, our sleep is supposed to be disrupted as a function of age. And that's just not true. We can still sleep well as we age. And in fact, we recommend still for older, say 65 and older, 7 to 8 hours. But we shouldn't assume that just because we're getting older, we're supposed to sleep worse. We can still sleep well, and we can follow a lot of the same recommendations that we're making for younger people around exercise and bright light and consistent meals. And even some of those nighttime routines, too.
Sounds good. Well, John Lopez, CEO of the National Sleep Foundation, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting us some good information today.
Bruce, thanks so much. Sleep well out there.
Thanks.